Item one on the agenda is report and possible discussion on pension advisor report by Andco Consulting LLC, presented by Tony Kay and David Thompson, Chief Financial Officer. David?
Okay, give me a second to put the slide up here. Can you see slides?
Yes, sir.
All righty, well, I'm going to turn it over to Tony, but before I do that, I wanted to say we've got some good news on our performance goal. One of our first goals we have achieved, which is the first I've seen since we've been here. So Tony's doing some great stuff. So what I'll do is turn it over to Tony and let him go through his executive summary. Tony?
Well, great. Well, thanks, David. Appreciate the introduction and good morning to you all. Hope everybody's doing well. And as David mentioned, good news to share today regarding the investment results of the portfolio. Certainly when you consider, you know, all of the volatility that we and the markets have been forced to endure, you know, given the global pandemic, the fact that the portfolio has not only remained resilient in the face of those headwinds, but also been able to capture more recently the positives in the market, you know, we're very happy with that. So with that, David, if you'll go into the first page of the report, the portfolio walkthrough, you can see where we began the quarter, just shy of $20 million in total asset values. Contributions that came in towards the end of the quarter, total $1 million. You can see $600,000 in pension payments over the course of the 3 months ended September 30th. Negligible fees and expenses for the quarter. Income at just around $100,000, but importantly there at the bottom, asset appreciation in the one quarter alone at $1 million. So good participation, you know, in the up market that we had this quarter. You know, we had a similar story for the June 30 quarter. So it's really been two good quarters in a row that have helped us to recover from the very challenging first calendar quarter of the year. Took a look at the portfolio through Friday's close as markets have continued to rally higher. Some optimism, you know, related to potential vaccines and improving outlook for treatment have, you know, moved the S&P 500 as we sit today to an all-time high where we do have a lot of the equity assets. So through Friday's close, total market value of the portfolio was at $22.7 million. So up just a little bit over 4% since the writing of this report. So hopefully that continues through the remainder of the year. And when we're talking about 12/31 results, we'll have even improved figures from today's reports. David, if you'll move to the next page, and this gets into the positive information that David was sharing before. So starting on the quarter, 6.1% rate of return versus the benchmark's return of 4.9%. So again, the equity allocation, the deployment of the investment managers, all helping us achieve a nice quarterly return. Fiscal year to date, you can see there up 6.8%, outperforming the benchmark. And then you can see the various figures as you kind of scroll to the right. As David mentioned, though, that five-year number, which is one of the numbers that we track as one of our goals versus the actuarial assumed rate of 6.5%. Nice achievement versus that. And again, that's net of investment management fees. So outperforming by about 100 basis points or 1%. And, you know, as we kind of peel the onion back a little bit and look at what led to that, I think there were a variety of factors. So we've made some enhancements to the portfolio over the last couple of years. We've introduced index investing, so low-cost S&P 500 index fund, which has performed very well. We've also eliminated some positions of the portfolio where we were efficient, but just weren't being rewarded in terms of return. specifically the MLP allocation, Master Limited Partnership, so energy infrastructure. We did that in June of 2019, and I think that was pretty timely given what's gone on in global markets and the downward pricing pressure that we've seen on energy-related assets. So all of those moves, I think, working in conjunction to deliver some good results. You can see some of the other bullet points as well that have led to the recent improvement in return. David, will you move forward one page, please? So getting to those comments on our two goals here, right? The first one we talked about, outperform the actuarial assumed rate of return of 6.5% net of fees. We did that with that return of 7.5%. But I did put in here, there's been some volatility around this number. And really, when you're talking about 5 years of returns, dropping off one quarterly return and adding a good quarter like we just had can really move to some result in some fluctuations in the number. So when we were looking at this report last quarter, 5 year return was 4.5%. So we dropped off a challenging quarterly return, added a good quarterly return, and you can see, just how fast these numbers can move. So it's important to watch this over time and to be aware of how the portfolio is performing. But I want to, set the stage that there will be some volatility around these numbers. We're certainly happy with where we are right now. But if we see, some kind of dip or sell off in the near term future and we drop a little bit below that, I think we're comfortable knowing that long term we expect the portfolio to perform, well enough to beat that that benchmark or that return goal. Goal number two, we did not achieve, but we've been making good strides to it, and that is to be in the top 50th percentile compared to other public pension plans. So we've seen that peer universe rank slowly creep up. This quarter, we ranked in the 11th percentile, so outperformed 89% of other public pension plans in the universe. Again, not just our clients, but public pension plans across the country. So I think that's a good figure. And then if you take a step back and recall where we were in 2019, the portfolio ranked in the third percentile of the public pension plan peer universe. So outperforming 97% of other public pension plans. So again, that goes to the changes I think we've made over the last couple of years, and you're really starting to see that pay dividends. So my anticipation is, a few more quarters like we've had here, my expectation would be that we'll start to see this goal number two, us achieve that as well. David, if you would, one more page forward, asset allocation. So in line with our investment policy statement and our strategic targets, you'll see a slight overweight to fixed income there at the end of the quarter. And really that goes to the contribution, which was made late in the quarter. Subsequent to the writing of this report, we did allocate some more to some of the underweight areas of the portfolio, predominantly within equities, a little bit in real estate as well. But this is something that we, along with staff, track on a regular and ongoing basis. And one of the ways that we've been able to reduce risk in the portfolio is on a monthly basis when we've had distribution needs. So when we're making pension benefit payments, we've been taking away from overweight asset classes. And recently that's been equity. So as the market has risen higher and higher, we've been able to sell into that strength, take some profits off the table, take some risk off the table, and keep the portfolio really nicely balanced. So I think that's been a good process and a method that we've had in place for a few years now, and it's really been to the benefit of the portfolio's returns. So the last comments that I will make on the executive summary on page six. We always track the fees, and I think this is another area where we've spent some time and made some enhancements to the portfolio to drive the fees down. Obviously at the end of the day, we're tracking net of fees performance for the total portfolio. So the lower your fees are to begin with, the more advantage you have. So you can see the all-in fees on the bottom row there, investment management fees of less than 0.5% at 0.46%. On about $22 million of assets, so that equates to approximately $100,000 in investment management fees. If you go back up, look at the domestic equity segment and the fourth row down there, Vanguard 500 index. That's one of the most significant changes that we made. We eliminated a large cap active manager that was charging closer to 1% in fees and replaced that with Vanguard at 0.05%. Again, the lion's share of the assets there with $6 million. And you're getting that for about $3,000 in fees a year. So a very efficient way to access equity returns. And again, that's been beneficial. I took a look at a report prior to this change being made a couple of years ago and looked at the fees on an annual basis. And at the time, instead of that, 0.46% fee on the total plan, the portfolio's fees were right at 0.80%, so just a little bit less than 1%, which equates to annual fees of about $170,000 to $180,000 a year. So, that fee savings on an ongoing basis, $70,000 to $80,000 a year, that's real money. That's pension checks. If it's not pension checks, it's, corpus retained by the plan that can be reinvested and, hopefully gain that 6.5% rate of return, if not better, over the long term. So very pleased with those changes, and we'll continue to monitor this, and if there are opportunities to lower fees in the future, we certainly will we'll bring that to the committee's attention. So with that, those are the prepared remarks I have. Sorry if I went through that quickly, but absolutely want to take any questions. Happy to dive into any of the results or managers closer. As you wish.
This is the best I've ever seen it since I've been on this committee. I appreciate what you've done and congratulate you.
Well, thank you. It's certainly been a team effort, and I appreciate the committee and the staff willing to hear out some new ideas and work with us. So commend you all for your diligence and hard work to get this portfolio to where it is right now. So thank you. It's our pleasure.
Tony, this is Cynthia Flores. I want to echo John's John Luton's comment. This is the best that we've seen it. Both Director Luton and I have been on the board since 2015, end of 15, I believe. But I appreciate your explanation, and I truly feel like you're working for the BRA and you're working with David to make sure that we are doing the best that we can with our portfolio. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Were there any other questions? I guess we can move on to the next one then, John.
All right.